Listener production. A date with destiny. Good morning, I'm Celeste Mitsiu. Live sites across the country are buzzing with early risers as the Socceroos go in as the underdogs against Argentina for a spot in the quarterfinals of the World Cup. Aussie coach Graham Arnold says the support back home doesn't go unnoticed inside camp.
And we've seen, you know, scenes of Fed Square and the celebrations back in Australia, and that it really makes everyone proud, and we want more. You know, we haven't finished yet.
Well, the Prime Minister is cheering them on to cause an upset.
Lionel Messi is, of course, a legend of the game, but a good team always beats a good individual.
There is new advice on the COVID antiviral drug. The National Clinical Evidence Task Force says the little red pill, molnupiravir, should no longer be routinely given out to treat COVID. Instead, another antiviral, Paxlovid, is now more effective. So far, 300,000 prescriptions for molnupiravir have been dispensed. The Indonesian island of Java has been hit by a magnitude 5.7 earthquake. There have been no reports of casualties. Just last month, the same town was devastated by another quake, killing more than 330 people. And crisis averted, aviation firefighters have scrapped plans to strike on Friday across 27 airports across the country. The union and Air Services Australia have reached an in-principle agreement to lift staffing levels. Australia is in complete control heading into day five of the first test against the West Indies in Perth. Manus Labuschagne has become just the eighth player in test history to score three tons in a single test match. David Warner telling Triple M he never fails to race the bat.
I said to him, if he can get to 36 doing everything he is now, I'll congratulate him. He is a ball of energy. He feeds off that. If you don't allow him to do those things, I just don't think he ever wears out.
The Aussies need to take just 7 wickets to seal victory when play resumes.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.